neck?
It's stiff. Yeah, I don't know. It's just I got to wear this for a couple weeks and then get reevaluated. So that's where we're at right now. I think I was more scared than anything. I went in pretty hard, and my neck was sore, so they didn't really want me to move. I probably could have got up and skated off, but they didn't want me to move, so it's probably a good thing they didn't, just to be careful, and I mean, that's why they're there. So I was happy they didn't let me get up. So I'm just gotta lay low for a little while and recover, and get back as soon as I can.
What kind of thoughts were going through your head when you're being brought off the ice and the fans were chanting your name like that?
I mean, it's pretty cool to have that support. I mean, obviously no one wants to see that, and it's just kind of one of those unfortunate things. It wasn't like I got hit or anything. It's just kind of, I caught a skate, I think, there when I was trying to turn, and it's just one of those weird incidents. So it's good to have their support, and I've got a lot of text and tweets and all that kind of stuff, so it's good to have everyone behind me. You kind of can't really stress over it too much. I mean, it is what it is. You can't really deal with it. So just kind of, I don't know, got to make the most of the situation you're in.
When things like this happen, is it hard to maybe get that out of the back of your mind when you're, you know, racing into the zone like that, going hard behind the team?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out next time I play. I mean, I've never really gone through anything like this. So, I guess time will tell. I've been pretty fortunate with injury throughout my career, so I think this is probably one of the scariest moments, but I'm glad it is what it is. It could have been a lot worse, so I think it's something that I can come back from.
What were you trying to do, Jacob? Puck or man?
I don't know. No, I think I was trying to kind of hit him with my hip, and I just kind of, when I turned my right foot, caught his skate, and I just kind of didn't really get around, so... I didn't really have much time to react or anything, so I just kind of fell.
Do you have any idea what your prognosis or timeline for recovery might be?
No, not really. I think it depends on how it heals up and how bad it actually is. I think it was tough to tell, so I'm in this for a couple weeks. That's all I know, and then I'm going to go back and get reevaluated.
So what do the next few weeks entail? Is it rehabilitation? Is it rest?
I think it's a lot of rest. I think for, like I said, a couple weeks, I'm in this, and then after that, whatever, I got to go back for an MRI, and if everything's getting better, I think I can start doing some strength stuff, but that's just what I assume. I'm not really sure. I haven't really heard yet, so that's what I'm hoping, at least.
So it's mostly muscles, tendons, stuff, bones,
and... Yeah, I think they're calling it a sprain right now, so I think that's ligaments.
Just a neck, no other?
No, everything else is fine, just my neck.
What's it like to be around the room again today?
It's cool. I mean, I was pretty excited we got a win last night. That makes things a little easier. I was getting updates while I was in the MRI machine. So, it's good to see everybody bounce back, get a win.
Describe what those moments in the hospital were like yesterday.
I don't know, just kind of sit and wait. Just kind of get through it and do everything they have to do to figure it out. And I think the hospital was great. Everybody who was involved was great with me, I thought. And I was really fortunate with that, with the trainers and paramedics and everyone at the hospital. It was good, so I was thankful for that.
Talk to your family?
Yeah, I called my parents, my brothers.
Did they see it?
They were actually watching it. They were driving down to Miami of Ohio with my little brother for some games, so they were watching it on their phone, so they didn't really see it too clearly or know what really happened. So they were glad to hear from me.
Hospital last night?
Stubby came with me, and then... Mr. Chipman and his wife showed up, and Chevy showed up, so I was pretty thankful for that. It was pretty cool to have everyone there.
Was it a relief when you got discharged last night, I guess?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you never really want to stay overnight in the hospital, so I was pretty happy to be able to leave.